Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and today, my friends, we're talking about how men should learn from women. Now, I understand that you probably have an opinion right out the gate. Probably like, Austin, that's so clickbaity, bro. How could you do this? Well, my friends, the reason I say that, it's not supposed to be clickbait. In fact, it's actually supposed to be legit. In fact, you know why I say this? I was watching Joker from Better Bachelor today. Shout out to him. And he brought up a very interesting concept that I hadn't heard anybody else talk about. And I thought I'd talk about it. What is it with the men of Gen Z, my generation, even the millennials? What is it with most men in being so patsy-like? I mean, what is going on in the world I'm living in today? What is it? Why is it that I see multiple content creators? They'll make a video, they'll go downtown, they'll get a camera, they'll get a microphone, they'll do street interviews, whether they're scripted or not scripted, whether they're skits or not skits. It doesn't really matter. The sentiment is the same. Why is it, though, whether it's a skit or not a skit, why is it that women will talk about, they'll be asked this question, do we need men? I'll say, no, we don't need men. Who needs men? Men are garbage. They're filth. We don't need them. But then when they ask the dudes, hey, do you need a woman? And they're like, yes. I mean, obviously. You don't hear the same sentiment back. You might hear some snarky comment like, yo, I need him to do my dishes. Yuck. I might say something like that, which is funny. But what is it with men? We've been conditioned to be subservient. I've heard this before. I'm not the first person to say this, but feminism was the biggest shit test of all time. For those of you who are inexperienced in relationships, let me break a very simple concept down for you. Women like to test men because women live and die by their relationships with other women and with men. That's why they're really good at manipulating you, playing you, getting you to fall for their bullshit, is because that's their bread and butter. That's why they're so good at relationships, because that's like a professional sport to them. Like, you watch the Warriors, or you watch hockey, or football, or soccer. They watch drama TV, reality TV. They watch relationship dramas and game shows and women beefing with other women about some bullcrap. That's what they watch. That's what they deal with in their own life. That's why they're good at it. And you, as a man, most likely, unless maybe you're have a little sugar in your tank, you are also like, man, I ain't got time for this bullcrap. I don't want to do this. This is a waste of my time. Or you're just kind of indifferent to it. You want to avoid it. You're not experienced in it, because we as men, we don't do this garbage. If we have a problem with another dude, we bring it up. For the most part, unless you're a weak man, then you don't. But most men, if you have a problem with another man, you bring it up. You talk about it. You deal with it. Maybe you throw some fisticuffs if necessary. Hopefully not, but sometimes you do, and then you move on with your life, and we shake hands and we go forward. Women don't do that. They'll feud. They'll stew. They'll fester. It'll boil over, and then before you know it, they're crying. Y'all remember, like, in, like, the fifth grade, sixth grade, there'd be times when the teachers would be like, oh, all right, we gotta have all the women come over here, and boys go out and play recess or some dumb crap like that. There was a reason for that. And you'd be like playing basketball outside, and then the women would be inside talking about how Stacy did this and Barbara said that and Candace said the other thing. And then you are out there playing basketball and you're looking through the window and you're like, what the hell is going on in there? This don't make no sense. What is going on? Because we don't operate that way. And women know that, and they use it against us. So when I say that men should learn from women, women have learned through feminism about toxic masculinity, so-called. I hate the term toxic masculinity. It's so disingenuous. Don't even get me started on it. But that's what feminism is. Feminism was pushed by mostly reading Rainbow Women in my opinion and in my estimation, have what Sigmund Freud called penis envy, and now they benefited from feminism because they're actually attracted to women, so it benefited them. They don't like men, so that benefited them. But now the average woman wants to be part of the club, but then she also wants to double dip. She wants you as a man to be traditional, and then she doesn't want to. She wants to be as progressive as humanly possible. And if you as a man want to call her out for that, you're the problem, not her for acting ridiculous. So when I say that men should learn from women, we need to learn how to have a backbone. Most women, to their credit, will not tolerate what they don't want. Or they will for a little bit, but then they'll avoid accountability, which I would not recommend that you do, because then you won't grow as a person. And that's why some people, myself included, tend to classify most women as children with breasts, because they act like children, a lot of them. That's not meant to dehumanize them. It's meant to give you a vivid picture of what we're talking about. And if you think I shouldn't be talking about this, and I'm the problem for talking about it, you are the problem, not me. You are the problem. We need free speech in this country, and we had it for a reason. It was meant to protect conversations like this. Not you and your girlfriends talking about how men ain't shit, and, you know, who needs men and whatnot. Well, clearly you, because I guarantee you, you're not as independent as you think. But I'm not trying to make this in depth about me. We're going to really break this down, because I think we as men, our ancestors, grandparents, great-grandparents, whoever, I don't know how old you are, they fell for this garbage of feminism and whatnot. They fell for this shit test, and now we're dealing with their ramifications of their bad choices. So what do we do? Well, we need to decide what we want, number one. And number two, you need to have a backbone. If a woman's doing something you don't like, don't get mad. Don't do anything. Just walk away. Just walk away. Don't get mad. Don't argue. Don't fight. Just leave. You would be shocked at how much power there is in your life of just walking away. Whether it's from a job, whether it's from a relationship, whether it's from a friendship, it doesn't matter. You'd be shocked at how much power there is in saying, I'm not putting up with this garbage, I'm walking away. And doing it. Not saying you're gonna do it, doing it. You know, a lot of women will be like, oh, I don't want to date a guy who's under 16, doesn't make six figures, he doesn't have a six pack and whatever. They don't have to do that. Are they going to find a guy like that? Sure, they might sleep with him. He's not going to commit to her, but that's not something new. A lot of people have said that. But what I'm going to tell you is this, gentlemen, you need to have that same standard. I know a lot of dudes are out here are total scrap sexuals. Shout out to CGA. They're scrap sexuals. They're out here just taking whatever the hell they can get. Like hyenas, taking the picking, you know, what's left over from the lions, after the lions have pillaged everything and gotten the kill and everything. The hyenas will swoop in and the vultures will swoop in and take what's left. That's most men in the dating marketplace. They'll pick up Chad, Pookie, Ray Ray, and Tyrone's remains, and they'll wife them up and they'll close everybody else's tab and say that, oh, Austin, I'm winning because I have a woman and you don't. And they'll come out here and they'll get on my channel or on my comment section or in my DMs on Twitter as Sheep Get Sheared, and they'll say some garbage like that. And I, you know what I say in response? I say, yeah, okay, go ahead. Your 30-year-old overweight wife, well, yeah, man, you really winning. Congratulations. I had her before, but you committed to her, so congratulations on that, I suppose. And I'm not trying to make people feel like they're less of a human being here. That's not the point. The point is, if you want to be I don't like the term high value man per se. Shout out to Kevin Samuels. I don't like so much that terminology. I like the idea of being a self-respecting man. In other words, don't take what you don't want. Don't pick up somebody else's save game file and start playing it. You ever play Pokemon back in the day on your DS or something? And then you go to the library or GameStop and you get a used game. And then when you put in your put it in your, you blow it off, and then you put it in the cartridge holder, and then you boot up the game, and the game would be like, Simon, 2 gym badges and 4 Pokemon. Would you just play that dude's save game file? No, of course you wouldn't. You'd hard reset the save file, and you'd start over. But those same dudes who would do that in their Pokemon game won't do that in their real life with their own relationships. They'll say, single mother? Oh, I'll take it. Oh, you've been through 100 different dudes? Oh, I'll take you. Oh, nobody else wants you and you're crazy? Oh, I'll take you. Why not? Don't do that crap. They'll wipe up women who have no business being wives, but yet they won't play that way in a video game, but they'll do it in real life. That perplexes me. I don't understand it. And so I say men should learn from women. Men can learn things from feminism. Are they all good things? No. But the one thing we can learn is, hey, who do you want to be? Do you want to be the guy who's like Tom Brady, whose wife was getting her back blown out by the, the ninjutsu guy? Ninjutsu instructor? Would you rather be the ninjutsu instructor who's getting checks from some dudes from Tom Brady while pumping his wife? Or would you rather be Tom Brady who's getting played while trying to do everything right? Now, I get it. He's an extraneous circumstance. But even a guy like Tom Brady, one of the best, if not the best, football quarterback of all time, if he's getting cheated on, if he's not enough, why in the world do you think that you're enough? That you can be enough? Why? I don't understand how it's possible. But yet, men still try to do that, and it perplexes me. I don't get it. What is so hard about thinking for yourself and saying, hey, you know what? Wait a minute. What do I actually gain from this? If anything, what do I actually get for being a good man? What do I actually get for going to church and being a good man? What do I actually get from doing these things? Now, if you find something that you're getting back, that's great. But most people, they don't even ask that question, because if they're not encouraged to ask that question. Because if they were, then they might say, wait a minute. I'm not actually getting anything right now. I'm giving a lot. But what am I actually getting in return? Not a lot of people actually ask that question. Now, giving is not bad. Giving is what separates men from boys, in my opinion. However, a dry well cannot give water. And you are not a virtuous person if you do not have the capacity to be unvirtuous. What I mean is, if you are let's picture for a second you're a dragon, you're a fire-breathing dragon, and you could destroy entire cities and castles and armies and everything, but you choose not to do that. In fact, you choose not to do that, but you protect people instead. That is virtuous. Versus if you're just the peasant guy who can't wield a sword, can't use a bow, can't use magic, and you're a nice guy, well, you can't afford to not be a nice guy because you have no power. That's not virtuous. A rabbit is not more virtuous than a dragon, because he lacks the capacity to cultivate chaos. It doesn't work that way. But yet, for some reason, the idea of being a nice guy, oh, I'm a nice guy, I deserve a woman. Well, no. Are you broke? Yeah. Are you unattractive? Yeah. Well, then guess what? Your niceness ain't gonna cut it, sir. My friends, we need to really understand that we as men, and I know I'm being broad here, I'm doing it on purpose. I want you to ask yourself, wait a minute, what can I learn from the surroundings I find myself in? Because we all see the dating marketplace, those of us who actually want to look. We see the garbage can. We see that the whole thing's about to fly off the rails if it hasn't already. We see these things, which then leads us to say, okay, hold on a second. What are we gonna do? Are we gonna just watch? Are we gonna try to do something? Are we going to adapt? What are we gonna do? And that is what you must decide, because if you are gonna just sit there and complain and Or even if you, worse, if you live in ignorance and you want to just pretend like, oh, well, if I just do this, then it will be different. If I only do that, everything will work out. No, that's a trap. Trap, don't fall for it. But the main thing I want you to really meditate on and think about is, are you accepting things that you do not actually want? Because a lot of women, to their credit, won't do that. Now, will they find that guy they're looking for? Probably not. We already talked about that. But it's the spirit of, hey, I'm not going to just accept something I don't want. Most men will do that. And I encourage you to think about it and say, maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I should have a backbone and say, no, I'm not going to just accept the scraps that find themselves on my lawn. I'm not going to just accept somebody else's leftovers or continue somebody else's saved game file. I'm going to actually pursue what I want, or I'm going to be like what 50 Cent said, I'm a get rich guy trying. And that mentality has strength. My friends, if you agree or disagree with whatever I said today, whether it was any of the things I said today, you agree or disagree, you're more than welcome to leave a comment. Let your voice be heard. I believe in free speech. You're more than welcome to criticize me. You're more than welcome to agree with me. If you want to leave a comment on my DMs are open on Twitter at SheepKidSheared. You're more than welcome to go over there. Well, my friends, I encourage you to think for yourself. I look forward to seeing you next time. I'm out. Peace.